Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox, joined today by Lawrence Gibbs with Louisiana Tech University. And Lawrence, great show coming up this evening with the Hot 8 Brass Band coming to town.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's a unique chance that we actually get to see the real thing from New Orleans, and that's what we're going to see. I'm really excited about this show tonight. Basically, what we've got is the traditional second-line street band or parade band that's going to come in here. These fellows are really touring all over the world. It's amazing that we can actually get them here in the middle of Mardi Gras season.
This is true. That was pretty good design planning.
Yeah, the timing was amazing for this, but we really look forward to it. A little bit about them. They were founded back in 1995. Their tuba leader, I guess, is his name is Benny Pete. Formed the band in 1995, and of course they continue to play every Sunday afternoon or most Sunday afternoons all of the traditional second line parades in New Orleans, and especially right now they are totally filled. One account says that they actually do up to 9 shows a day, and it's just
wow.
Hard to believe. But they're a very exciting group from what I've seen, and they've toured, like I say, in Japan, Italy, France, England. I think they just got finished with an England tour. And, of course, they always play Jazz Fest, and they marched in the Zulu Parade. And just an excellent bunch of New Orleans musicians.
It's something unique, as you mentioned, you know, with them coming and working the Zulu Parade, things like that. A lot of folks may have only seen them for 20, 30 seconds in a parade. But to get a true feel of New Orleans jazz with a concert coming up this evening at 7:30. You know, this is really something that folks can learn a little bit more about what true New Orleans jazz is all about.
Right. For those that are going to be attending tonight, it is not going to just be your normal routine concert situation. These members of the street music scene in New Orleans are always involved in getting the audience very much into the show, and it will be extremely entertaining for those that will be there tonight.
And you mentioned there are some founding members that tour along with the group.
Yes.
That, you know, basically maintain the group whenever they go on these tours and all these different dates.
Right. Their leader is Benny Pete, the tubist that really founded the band, along with Jerome Jones, one of the trombone players, and one of the bass drum players, Harry Cook. The setup of this band, if I can kind of get it organized for you, is primarily based around a drummer, a bass drummer, and a snare drummer, 2 or 3 trumpets, 2 or 3 trombones, and of course the tuba. And the tuba sets the mood for many of these pieces that we do. They do the traditional New Orleans jazz funeral music. That's kind of the basis of how this started. And they go ahead and now they've brought kind of the 21st century aspect to this. They've incorporated the hip-hop and the funk idiom into this music. And so it is going to be a wide, diverse music that you hear tonight, going all the way back to the jazz funeral on up to the more modern music that they do in New Orleans. It's the real thing.
Yeah. They've been doing it for a while, and Lawrence, there was a particular event where they had an opportunity to work with Spike Lee.
Yes.
That really brought them more into a national prominence and really worldwide, I guess.
Right. Back in 2006, Spike Lee did a documentary, When the Levees Broke, and this band was used in that, and it really kind of put them into the world spotlight and allowed them to go all over the world showing this music. And they've also been involved in a real great relief project that has come up since Hurricane Katrina. Of course, the devastation was just horrific on all accounts, but most of the musicians and the entertainers in New Orleans lost almost everything. And so
I'm sorry, I was going to say we can even look back at the story of Fats Domino.
Exactly.
About how things happened with him.
And Pete Fountain, nearly wiped him out. But as far as the street musicians that did these parades, most of them lost their instruments. And so there is a local kind of a grassroots project they've been involved in called Save Our Brass. And it is where they went out and got donations from anybody that had an old instrument or even a new instrument. And they would take them out to all of those temporary trailer parks and evacuee shelters, et cetera, mm-hmm. and got the... Basically, it saved the natural music of New Orleans. And so they were one of the bands. There were others, too. But this was the feature band, I think, involved in this project. And that's very, very important, I think, to New Orleans.
Right. And talking about with Lawrence Gibbs of Louisiana Tech University, the Hot 8 Brass Band performing tonight, 7:30. The venue?
We have the Louisiana Tech Concert Association, and this is our event for January. And it will be a Howard Auditorium. We have tickets still available at the box office, which you call 257-3942 between 1:30 and 4:30 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And just hope to see a huge packed house for this.
Should be a great concert event coming up this evening with the Hot 8 Brass Band. Lawrence, thank you for joining us today.
Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it.